Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after the U.S. Senate approved what the White House has called a critically needed $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine and Israel, the Republican leader of the House of Representatives seemed in no rush to move the measure forward. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
This bipartisan legislation will allow the United States to continue to support the people of Ukraine.
In a rare press conference on Wednesday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters that the bill will not just aid Ukrainians fighting off Russia's invasion and replenish Israel's air defense systems, but fund forces protecting commerce in the Red Sea against Houthi attacks, humanitarian aid in Gaza, and defense companies and submarine manufacturing in the United States.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israel vowed Wednesday to press on with an operation in war-torn Gaza's Rafah, even as calls mounted for it to hold off sending troops into the territory's overcrowded far southern city. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week ordered the Israeli army to prepare for an incursion into Rafah, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians are trapped. Netanyahu has come under growing pressure to refrain from launching a large-scale ground assault on Rafah, but has insisted Hamas's battalions must be eliminated from the city. Families of Israelis held hostage by Hamas since October 7th urged the International Criminal Court on Wednesday to ensure justice for their loved ones and to help bring them home. Standing in the rain, families and activists waved Israeli flags and chanted, "Bring them home now.
Bring them home now.
Bring them home now.
Bring them home now."
Hamas is a U.S.